Sir, we would see Jesus. This was the desire of some Greeks who had come to Jerusalem to worship at the time of the Passover feast. Philip relayed their request to Andrew and to the Lord Jesus. No doubt these Greeks had heard of the fame of our Lord Jesus, for he was doing many mighty miracles and also preaching the very truth of God. The Scripture doesn't give us the details of their meeting with the Lord Jesus, but one thing we do know for sure. If they stayed for very long in Jerusalem, they were able to see this same Lord Jesus, a man, the Scripture says, approved of God and delivered by the determinate counsel and foreknowledge of God, taken by wicked hands, crucified, and slain on Calvary's cross. Also, if they remained just 3 days after that, they could also have been witness to an empty tomb, the place wherein once the body of the crucified Christ had lain. Yes, they desired to see Jesus. And many since that time have desired to see him. And many, upon looking to him as revealed in the Word of God, many looking with believing faith, have trusted him for salvation and will have the privilege, the joy of seeing him for all eternity. Friend of mine, this same possibility is available for you today if you'll come with all you need, all your sin, and all your guilt, and trust Christ, who died that you might have life. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and you will be saved.